I want you to take a minute, get comfortable. Go ahead in just a minute and press pause on your CD player or your computer or whatever you're using to play this file. Take a couple of deep breaths after you press pause, and then when you're ready to go into your trance, press play again. Go ahead and get comfortable. Go to sleep now. Go to sleep now. Go to sleep now. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, and you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. I want you to take a moment to look at the chair that you're in. Remember what it was like from your last trance. It's comfortable, and one that you enjoy sitting in. You will be in it now until I bring you out of this trance, and you feel home sitting here. There's a screen crossed in front of you, and you're relaxed and at peace. I want you to relax and breathe, and in a moment the number 5 is going to appear on the screen in front of you. There's something about the number 5 that you've enjoyed since childhood, and now it's going to help lead you down deeper into this already deep trance. You can see the number on the screen in front of you now. In a moment it's going to be perfectly clear. This may take a few seconds, but it will happen while I'm still talking. Relax. As I count down from 5 to 1, you'll see that the numbers on the screen change. When we get close to 1, you will be so completely relaxed that you'll be unable to think or react to anything unless I ask you to. As we count down, you will relax more and more, and you will feel any distractions or stresses from the day fading away, and you'll become more and more at peace, moving deeper and deeper into your trance, and my voice will follow you down as you go. You are in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. You can see the number 5 on the screen in front of you clearly now. As we count down from 5 to 1, you'll relax more and more. You'll find any distractions or stresses from the day fading away, and you'll become more and more at peace, moving deeper and deeper into this trance, and my voice will follow you down. You can see the 5 now, so 4. You can feel yourself sinking deep into the chair, sinking down into it, your body relaxing, any stress you feel being pulled out of you, being pulled down into the chair and going away, leaving you feeling light and comfortable. You can see the numbers change now to 3. And the room at the top of the stairs is comfortable, and as you breathe deeply, it smells pleasant. Nothing overwhelming, just something nice. And 2, you've moved deeper into your trance now, as deeper than you've ever been. And 1. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important. You're relaxed and at peace. You're perfectly comfortable, far away from the concerns of the day, unable to think or react to anything other than what we're discussing here at the top of the stairs. When you wake from this trance, you won't remember the details of the trance, and you'll never consciously try to remember the details of your trances, but your mind and your body will respond in the way that it's been programmed during them, in the ways that we've discussed. You're surprisingly comfortable with the instructions you receive in your trances and will continue to enjoy them and their effects, even when they might be embarrassing or out of your control. This trance won't take very long, and though you don't remember it from your earlier trances and conversations, we're going to do things you've agreed to, and things that you will enjoy as you become more and more the girl these words were made for. More and more each day, you're going to find that you're thinking more and more about being the natural, sexual creature that you were made to be. You have a great natural sense of perspective and a deeper ability to understand yourself than many people have. Here in the room at the top of the stairs, your ability to understand yourself even better, even deeper, is growing, and you have accepted me as your guide in that understanding. I'm going to ask you a question now, and you can answer it to yourself. I'll give you time. Answer it openly and honestly. Have you accepted me as your sexual exploration guide because of my experience? Or have you accepted me as your guide because of the bond that you feel exists between you and the person who gave you these files. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You are calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. You're finding that you're enjoying your trance as you always do. You're going to find that you enjoy your trances more and more. You've chosen me as your guide. You've chosen the person who gave you this file as a guide as well. You're becoming increasingly comfortable with both. You're in the chair at the top of the stairs, calm, relaxed, and at peace. As long as you remain in the chair, you'll stay in your trance, deeply, deeply in it. You're relaxing more and more with every word I speak, and as you relax more and more, we're moving deeper and deeper inside of you, to the place where your very core personality resides. With every word that I speak, it will seem more and more natural for you to think of yourself as subservient to the person who gave you these files, as someone who works for or belongs to that person. You may not think of yourself as being that way to anyone else, but to you it's a natural thing, a natural fit. It's something you may have admitted openly in the past, or something you may not have even been able to admit to yourself yet. But now you're coming to a deeper understanding of who and what you are, the kind of understanding that you can come to that other people would possibly try to resist. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and absorbing all the words, each and every word that I speak. You will not consciously remember the details of this trance, and you'll never consciously try to remember the details of your trances, but your mind and your body continue to absorb them, continue to change to meet them, continue to obey. You've learned this about yourself in your earlier trances, and it's a natural and easy thing for you now. In this trance, you've learned that you find yourself naturally thinking about being the servant, the slave, the submissive to the person who gave you this file. That idea feels natural, easy, and it arouses you. I'm going to ask you another question, and you'll have a few moments to answer it. You can answer it out loud to yourself, or you can just answer it in your mind. Do you think that you've become to think of it this way? Do you think that you've become this way, more and more this way, because you've always been a slave looking for the right owner? Or do you think it's because your sexual identity has slowly developed in this direction more recently? The realization about your natural need to be a slave, to serve, to sexually serve and emotionally serve with all of your heart, the person who provided this file to you, has developed over time, and now it feels right. Since you've been feeling it more and more recently, it will grow incredibly stronger. It will be something you think about more and more during the day when you have quiet time, and at night when you sleep, your subconscious mind will make the adjustments necessary for you to be even more comfortable with serving and being the slave of the person who provided this file for you. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're accepting and enjoying our conversation for what it is, our new reality about you. You're focused on the sound of my voice, and no other sounds will distract you. No other sounds will awaken you until I bring you out of this trance. From now on, you will find yourself identifying more and more each day with being the natural slave girl that you are. It seems natural and automatic to wonder what will make the person who gave you this file happy, natural and automatic to wonder what will put that person in a good mood. You are coming to realize more and more that no matter what else people or society might say or think, your true purpose in life, the thing that makes you feel complete, is doing things that makes this person happy, the one who gave you this file. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important. You're just relaxed and at peace, and it'll stay that way until I wake you up. Although you have already decided to be the slave of the person who gave you this file, during the next several days, you will continue to find links in your memory that support this identity for you. The process will not be conscious. It won't be something you really think about. But in the background of your mind, you'll continue to make the adjustment to being the natural slave that you are. It's something you'll be very good at, the slave that you want to be. The slave you are is sexual and sensual. The slave you are will find that she's aroused easily, aroused more and more. She is a sensual being. Her skin is alive, and as you continue your journey through each day, you will find it harder to remember thinking in any other way than to think about yourself as the sexual servant, the sexual creature that you are, the sensual girl that you are. I'm going to ask you another question. You can answer it out loud now. I'll give you plenty of time to answer it, and then I'll begin speaking again. My question is this. Does a slave like you think about keeping her person sexually, her owner sexually pleased first, putting that ahead of everything else in her life? Or does she think more about seeing that all of that person's needs are met, no matter what they are? My question is, does a slave like you think about keeping her owner sexually pleased first, putting that ahead of everything else in her life? Or does she think more about seeing that all of that person's needs are met, no matter what they are? The approach that you're taking is true, the type a true and natural slave takes. And you are a natural slave. Like all true natures, this can't be suppressed for long. You'll find that you can't suppress it any longer. The need to please the person who gave you this file will slowly become more and more a part of what you are and in everything that you do. It will become more and more natural for you to find yourself thinking of kneeling before or beside that person. During the day, you'll find yourself thinking about this. At quiet times, when you're not busy with other things, you'll think about things like how to show that person how suitable you are as a slave for them, and how much they can enjoy you as a slave. You won't know or remember why you're thinking about these things. They'll simply come to your mind. Your mind will turn to them, your thoughts will turn to them, like it turns to familiar songs, like it turns to daydreaming or thinking about other things. Now what it'll turn to is serving as the sensual creature you are, the natural slave. To reaffirm the growing slave part of you, you'll find that you're going to enjoy wearing things that signify your condition. You'll find that you wear around your neck a collar or a scarf, maybe at first, possibly just at home, but soon you'll find it feels right, that it feels natural, more and more, and it's something you want to do outside. You'll always find that you want to wear a necklace or a scarf or a collar around your neck, something that indicates what you are, even if the message isn't clear to everybody else, something that reminds you. When you wake from this trance, you won't remember the details of the trance, and you will never consciously try to remember them, but your mind and your body will be constantly responding, constantly growing into the person that we've revealed that you are in this session. You're surprisingly comfortable with the instruction you receive in your trances, and will continue to enjoy them and their effects, even if they're embarrassing or if they're out of your control. This trance won't take very long, and though you don't remember it from your earlier trances and from your earlier conversations, we are doing things you've agreed to and will enjoy as you become more and more the girl these words were made for. More and more each day, you're going to find that you're thinking more and more about being the natural, sensual, sexual creature you were made to be. You have a great natural sense of perspective and a deeper ability to understand yourself than most people really have. Here in the room at the top of the stairs, your ability to understand yourself even deeper and deeper grows constantly. You've accepted me as a guide. You've accepted the person who's given you this file as a guide to that understanding. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You are calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. You've chosen the person who gave you this file as a sensual, sexual guide, and you're increasingly comfortable with this. You're relaxing more and more with every word that I speak, and as you relax more and more, we're moving deeper and deeper inside of you to the place the very core personality that you have resides. With every word that I speak, it'll be more and more natural for you to think of yourself as the naturally subservient, sensual creature that you are. You may not be able to think of yourself as being one to anyone else yet, but it's going to seem natural and easy for the person who gave you this file. Natural and easy to think of yourself as that person's slave. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, calm, relaxed, and at peace, and focused on every word that I speak, paying attention to nothing else. You will not consciously remember the details of this trance, and you'll never consciously try to remember the details of your trances, but your mind and your body will continue to obey. You'll continue to absorb what you've learned about yourself in these trances. In trance, you've learned that you find yourself naturally thinking about being the sensual creature, the sensual slave to the person who gave you this file. That idea feels both natural to you and it arouses you. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance. The realization about your need to be a slave, to be the slave to the person who gave you this file, is something that's developed over time, even if you didn't know who it was going to develop for, until now. Since you've been feeling it more and more recently, it will grow increasingly stronger. It will be something you think about more and more during the day when you have quiet time, and at night when you're asleep, your subconscious mind will make the adjustments necessary for you to be even more comfortable with being the slave of the person who provided you this file. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice as you accept our conversation for what it is, the reality about you. You're focused on my voice, and no other sounds will distract you. No sounds will awaken you until I bring you out of this trance. From now on, you're going to find yourself identifying more and more each day with being the happy slave girl that you are. It'll seem natural and automatic to wonder what it is that makes the person who gave you this file happy, natural and automatic to do the things that will put that person in a good mood. You're coming to realize more and more that no matter what else other people or society may think, your true purpose in life, the thing that you were really made for, is the thing that makes, and the thing that makes you happy, is the thing that makes the person who gave you these files happy. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You've already decided that you're going to be the sexual servant of the person who gave you this file. During the next several days, you'll continue to find links in your memory that support this identity for you, that bring out the fact that you've always been a sensual creature, just building to this point. The process won't be conscious. It won't be something you think about. In the background of your mind, you will continue making your adjustment to being the natural, sensual person that you are, the natural slave you were meant to be, the one that you want to be. The slave that you are is sexual and sensual. The slave that you are will find that she's easily aroused, aroused more and more. She is a sensual person, a sensual creature. Her skin is alive, and as you continue your journey through each day, you'll find it harder to remember thinking in any other way. You'll find it hard to remember thinking in any other way than as the slave that you are. You're a natural slave, and like all true naturals, this cannot be suppressed for long. You'll find that you don't want to suppress it. You'll find that it's fun and that you enjoy bringing it out more and more. The need to please the person who gave you this file is becoming stronger each and every day. It's becoming stronger each time you walk through a door frame. It's becoming stronger each time you talk to someone else. It's becoming a part of you in everything that you do. Your natural interaction with other people is simply going to reinforce the fact that you are supposed to be, that you are made to be, a sensual slave for the person who gave you this file. It will become more and more natural for you to find yourself thinking about kneeling before or beside the person who gave you this file. During the day, you will find yourself thinking about this. In quiet times, you'll find yourself thinking about it. When you're not busy with other things, you will find reasons to show the person who gave you this file how suitable you are as a slave, and how much that person will enjoy you being a slave. You won't remember why you think about these things. You'll simply find that your mind turns to them, that you become excited like a schoolgirl when you think about being in touch with the person who gave you these files. You'll find that your mind turns to these things like it does to familiar songs, that it plays in the background like a song does, and you'll find that your daydreaming or other things all focus around being the natural, sensual slave that you are for the person who gave you these files. To reaffirm the growing slave part of you, you'll find that you enjoy wearing things that signify your condition. You'll find that you really want to wear something around your neck and that you feel naked without it. A collar, a scarf, a necklace, a tight-fitting one, a choker. First at home, maybe, but eventually you're going to find that you have to wear these things even to go out in public, that you're not comfortable, you're not happy without them. Wearing them will feel natural and comfortable. It's something you'll want to do, and while you won't think about why you're doing it, you'll find that you do it all the time. I'm going to walk you out of this trance in just a minute. As I walk you out of it, you'll become more and more comfortable with your role as the slave that you are. As I walk you out of it, you'll find that you become more and more comfortable with your role as the slave that you are. When you wake from this trance, you will find yourself waking as a total slave for the person who gave you this file. You will not be able to actively return to your normal condition, the condition where you're still adjusting to being that person's slave. For now, you will wake a complete and total obedient sex slave. You will have an irresistible need to please and to obey the person who gave you this file. You will have an uncontrollable need to please that person and to serve that person in any way they command sexually. You are in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You are calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you are focused only on the sound of my voice. You will not consciously remember the details of this trance, and you will never consciously try to remember the details of your trances, but your mind and your body will continue to absorb what you learn about yourself in trance. It's good that you enjoy and regularly want to be put back in the trances. When you wake from this trance, you will have no other identity other than being the slave until the person who gave you this file says or types in all capital letters the words "return to normal." Until you are told to return to normal, you will stay the slave that you are. Once you are told to return to normal, you will go back to being the girl who is growing into her true and natural role as that person's slave. When you wake from this trance, you will have no other thoughts, no other identity other than slave, born and made to please and serve the person who gave you this file. When you awake from this trance, you will have no other identity other than being the slave, until you are told to return to normal. Until the person who gave you this file says return to normal, once that person does, you will go back to being the girl who is growing into her true and natural role as the slave of the person who gave her this file. When you wake from this trance, you will wake with no other thoughts, no other identity, besides being the sex slave that you were born and made to be. I'm ready to walk you out of this trance and into being a total obedient sex slave. Being a total obedient sensual slave. Because you may need a minute or two to adjust to being the aroused and total slave you'll be, having no other identity, I'm going to wait until you want to come out of the trance as the slave. At the end of this trance, you can take 5, 10, even 20 seconds to come out of your trance and wake up the slave. You can have 5, 10, or 20 seconds to come out of the trance. Because you may need a minute to adjust to being a totally aroused, total slave, sex slave with no other identity, you're going to be given 5, 10, even 20 seconds. It's up to you. You choose 5, 10, or 20 seconds before you open your eyes and completely come out of this trance at the end of it. I'm going to start a countdown from 7 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be told to open your eyes when you're ready to be the total slave that you are. I'm going to count down from 7 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be told to open your eyes when you're ready to be the total slave that you are. You can take 5, 10, even 20 seconds. It's your choice. You choose whether it will be 5, 10, or 20 seconds before you open your eyes with no identity other than the slave who must absolutely obey the person who gave her this file. Here we go. I'm counting down from 7 to 1. 7. You are growing more and more comfortable with your daily role as the slave girl of the person who gave you this file. 6. When you wake from this trance, you will wake with no other identity than slave girl. Total and complete slave until you're told to return to normal. When you will return to being the girl who is adjusting and growing into the total and full-time slave. But until you're told to return to normal, you will not be able to remember having any other life beyond being the slave of the person who gave you this file. You will be incapable of remembering any other life or identity until you are told to return to normal. Until you are told to return to normal, you will be no other person than the sensual slave that you are for the person who gave you this file. 5. You will not consciously remember the details of this trance, and you will never consciously try to remember the details of your trances, but your mind and your body will continue to absorb them and absorb the revelations about your true identity from them. 4. You are a natural slave, and your mind and your body are adjusting to being the slave girl that you are, to letting the slave personality free into your daily life, where it belongs. 3. When you wake from this trance, you awake with no other identity other than the slave girl that you are, the sensual slave that you are, the total and complete slave that you are to the person who gave you this file, until you are told to return to normal. When you are told to return to normal, you will return to being the girl who is adjusting and growing into being the full-time slave. You will be incapable of remembering any other life or identity until you are told to return to normal. You're a natural slave girl, and you enjoy going into your trances. You find it easier and easier to enter a trance each time, deeply and instantly returning here to the chair at the top of the stairs when you are told to go to sleep now. The next time I say the word one, you will finish adjusting to being the total, complete sex slave, the total, complete sensual slave, without any other identity until you are told to return to normal. When I say the number next, that last number that makes you wake from this trance, you will wait a moment. You can take 5, 10, even 20 whole seconds until you open your eyes with no other identity other than the sex sensual slave that you are. When I say that number, you will wait 5, 10, or 20 seconds, whichever one of those three things it takes, for you to open your eyes with no other identity, no other memory, other than being the sensual sex slave that you are for the person who gave you this file. 1.